This is Tree Town Sound with Matthew Altruda on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
There's no time. There's no time. We are straight into this show. That opener was Jay Dilla, as always, opening up Tree Town Sound. Man, there's two things I'm feeling today. Number one, I'm tired. I walked 33 miles since Friday morning thanks to Treeverb and Taste of Ann Arbor, but my dedication for music in this city is apparent, and I'm feeling it today. First Sonic Lunch this week, it is summertime in Ann Arbor, and Treeverb could not rain on my parade, and that's fine. It was sad. Junior didn't get to play. Computer games didn't get to play, but we did an after show at the Blind Pig, and today's show is something really special. As you know, if you've listened to this show, I love Tally Hall. Like, you could say that I worship Tally Hall. You could say that I'm the one who came up with Rally Hall to try to unite the troops. Well, today is special because Ross Fetterman came to town from Boston. He got his PhD from Yale. Chances are he's smarter than us. He is. But that's cool because he's down to earth and we all have accepted that. But he also played at the Blind Pig after we moved the show. And Joe Holly is also in studio today, a member of Tally Hall. And this is the first time in the history of the radio show that I have two members of Tally Hall. So that means they can disagree with us. They can disagree with me. They can agree with me. They can agree together. Their mics are going to be on the whole show. They can interrupt me at any time. Can't they, Ross?
Yep.
Can't they, Joe?
Ross's phone just vibrated.
Also, you definitively were the one that came up with Rally Hall.
I did.
So not only could people say that, but
Rally Hall was all me.
They'd be very correct if they did.
And you know why it was all me? Because no one wants it more than me, Ross.
I believe that.
I do too.
I'm still, yeah, anyway.
We're going to get into that. So before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I have a funny story. Ross gets to town. He's staying with me the first night. He's like, can we go to Staples? I'm like, he just got to Ann Arbor. He went to school here. He's back visiting. He wants to go to Staples. Ross, could you explain to my listeners why you wanted to go to Staples?
Yeah, I had to find pink, blue, and white masking tape.
That's exactly what he told me, and I was like, why do you need to find that? No idea.
Yeah, so I realized I wanted to put a trans flag, pride flag, on the back of my computer once I realized the scope of the festival and the visibility of like having that back of your laptop spot. And I totally failed on like organizing that enough in advance and realized all I could do was get colored masking tape.
It actually looked incredible.
But it worked. We worked.
According to Mavis Staples.
What's up? Mavis Staples?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think people were able to recognize that. I was happy about that.
Well, you should be. I mean, everyone should be, you know, standing for trans rights. They are people, too.
They are people.
And Junior, they released their brand new album on Friday, and I'm playing a lot of Tally Hall this show. I'm playing a lot of Miracle Musical this show, and we're going to dip into that. We're also going to dip into how Tally Hall went kind of viral with TikTok. There's a lot of crazy things. If you're tuning the show and don't know Tally Hall, well, then it's probably your first time tuning in. So before I get too far ahead of myself, I'm going to play a new single from Junior's new album, and this is Low, and I love it. Ross, do you like the song?
I love it, too.
Joe, have you heard the song yet?
We were listening in the car en route yesterday.
And you know what? They didn't play it at the... I don't think they played it at the Blind Pig, in case I missed
it. No, they didn't.
So I got to say, happy they soundchecked with it.
Yeah, oh, that's a really good point.
Awesome at the soundcheck.
One of my favorite bands, that's Junior from Detroit. We're opening up Tree Town Sound today with Low. That is Bold as Love. You may know it as an original from Jimi Hendrix, but that is a cover by Ann Arbor's very own Laith Alsaade. Yes, you may know him as one of the runner-ups from the 2016 NBC The Voice. He is performing this Thursday for free at Bank of Ann Arbor Sonic Lunch. That will be held at 11:30 a.m. in Liberty Plaza. Opening up that show is Sam Corbin. Laith will hit about 12:05, and he's probably going to play as long as he wants to. So please come out. It is free. Lunch will be provided by the Produce Station. Speaking of the Bank of Ann Arbor Sonic Lunch, it's only ironic and it only makes sense having Ross and Joe here from Tally Hall that one of the other members of Tally Hall is also performing at Sonic Lunch this year. And that is July 25th. Andrew Horowitz from Tally Hall will be opening up for Guster. And it's kind of ironic because in 2007, that's the right year, right, Ross? Joe, when you guys toured with Guster? 2007?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
We'll throw the dart at the board. It hit 2007. signed, sealed, delivered. That's one thing I like about you guys is your attention to detail. No? Okay.
Wait, what? What? No, for vaguely remembering perhaps what year we were...
How many shows did you do with Guster?
Ooh.
It had to have been like at least a 14 topper.
Yeah, I thought it was like somewhere between 14 and like 17, probably.
Waiter speak.
So are you, Ross, are you considering coming back for that show?
Considering.
Joe, are you going to make it to that show?
I'd be pleased to make it to the show if possible.
Yeah, okay. I'd love to be there if I can.
All right, well, you can...
If I had a teleportation device of some type.
Well, you graduated from Yale. You have your doctorate. Why don't you invent one, dude?
So I got like a month and a half to make one, and then we'll go from there.
Hey, if you do make one, we are going to have the best vacations. Ashley can come, too.
Are you kidding? Yeah, well...
We'll see
every show. We can just teleport from like song to song every night.
We can make like a hummingbird helicopter. Andrew has a song called Hummingbird. All right, it's a non sequitur.
Yeah.
A hummingbird helicopter. Then you need like a Honey, I Shrink the Kids thing to make you small enough to fit on the hummingbird. Man, teleported a hummingbird helicopter. Tally Hall is live in studio. Everyone's taking notes at home. Someone steals that hummingbird helicopter idea.
Dude, if someone can make a hummingbird helicopter idea, like all power to yeah, them, like, from that idea. Like,
hey, if they can make dragonfly drones, anything's possible, right, Ross?
Did you tell them?
Okay. What are you talking about?
Your company makes...
Ashley's company makes dragonfly...
Ashley's company did a lot of that drone, the dragonfly, yeah.
Whoa.
She didn't work on it, but...
All right, that'll come up in next segment. We'll get Ashley on here. That's Ross' wife. Ross, is this your first time on the air since you've been an honest man?
No. I've been on here as a married man before, right?
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah.
All right, so back to Andrew. Andrew Horowitz, Tally Hall, July 25th, opening up for Bank of Ann Arbor Sonic Lunch. I have two of the members of Tally Hall in here. We're still missing a couple. We're going to play an Andrew song from Tally Hall, a song that he written. This is Taken for a Ride. That is one more from Tally Hall. That is Turn the Lights Off, written by Joe Holly. I have Joe Holly and Ross Fetterman live in studio. You can do that. Joe Holly, Joe Holly.
It's one of my actions.
The Joe Holly is pretty special to me. I like the double up. Ross Fetterman. Just doesn't sound as good as
syllables.
Joe Holly.
Too many syllables.
It's the truth.
Fetterman Ross.
Man, I'm going to have
a different rhythm, but you know.
It also chops off a couple letters off the end of my last name, but you know, no biggie.
Yeah, no biggie.
We have to kick back on it.
We got to kick back. I'm going to give a quick shout out to my sponsors. I've already said a lot about Bank of Ann Arbor Sonic Lunch, which opens this Thursday. Come see me. Give me a high five. Tell me you listen to my radio show. It would mean the world to me, but it would mean the most to Ross. Also, I'd like to thank Orion Automotive Services. They've been loving cars since 1994, providing automobile maintenance and repair services for European, domestic, and Asian vehicles. You obviously made a big investment on your car, Doug. You got to take care of it. Bring your car into Orion. They take care of my Jeep. They take care of Bank of Ann Arbor's Olivia VW bus, which having a little issues right now, so I'll be calling you Rich at the beginning of next week. It is conveniently located on Jackson Road across the street from the BMW dealership. And as Carter usually says, if you're having car problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but Rich ain't one. That's right. Bring your car into Orion Automotive Services. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Like I'm talking like a minute and a half. When we come back, we're going to be hearing the song that has kind of made Tally Hall viral again. Yes, viral. We're at 241,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. That's right. We got the bidding here. By Tally Hall, live in studio here on Treetown Sound. That wasn't live. It was off the track from Marvelous Marvin's. Whatever. I walked 33 miles this week and did two music festivals. I can say whatever I want.
We are live in studio.
You're live in studio.
We just didn't perform that song live in studio.
Truth.
Ross I think that Fetterman. Was obvious to anybody listening.
There were real instruments in that recording.
There were far too many things happening for that to have been live.
No, you guys could have. I have some live Tally Hall stuff from in studio here.
And I bet it doesn't sound quite like that.
No, the Banana Man's pretty good, the live in studio. That's really the only one that really... The Misery Fell's really good, too. Which is your Beatles cover. Mm-hmm. Who wrote Misery Fell?
Andrew.
Oh, yeah, that makes total sense. So let's talk about the bidding that we just heard. And that is on TikTok now, which is this site kind of like Vine, where people make cool little videos. I think they can be up to like 8 to 10 seconds. One of the things I've noticed with people really love lip syncing and make their own little music videos off parts. And the part from the bidding when Joe's like, I've been around the world 1,000 times, dated every woman in the atmosphere. Is that?
That's Zuby.
That's Zuby?
Zuby sings it.
Why did you let him do it?
I wrote the part for Zuby. I thought I pictured him singing it. Zubin is his name. I should be respectful, but he sang it well.
I just always thought it was you.
That's nice of you.
Thank you.
I like Zubin's voice.
He has a great voice. Yeah. I mean, everyone in Tally Hall can sing except for Ross.
Except for me.
But I'm going.
Ross crushed Mucka Blucka, though.
I can rap like a chicken.
We were supposed
That's
to
my
rap
contribution.
Today. Yeah, but we can't.
Did you write Mucka Blucka for Ross to be incorporated lyrically into the band?
We had a skit for the internet show involving, the chicken dance as a rap song. And then Ross was clearly the most talented as far as that was concerned.
Do you think if they had like a chicken rapping competition that Ross would be invited to compete?
I think if there was a chicken rapping competition, it would be based entirely on the fact that Mucka Blucka exists in the first place.
Truth.
Right?
Yeah, it's true. And Mucka Blucka, I don't have Mucka Blucka loaded. I wasn't planning on playing it, but I do think it's really special that the Roots covered it on Fallon.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, we talked about how the Roots covered that one of the guests was the Good Wife.
Just when you
think, honor. She seemed excited.
She was like, that's what they played, that
Seriously.
Weird song that they synced with the show for some
How many
some
other people in Tally Hall have sung a song that the Roots have covered on Fallon? None
people.
Making Ross the most successful singer in the history of Tally Hall.
Questlove. Ross Fetterman.
Questlove, if you ever meet Questlove, you're going to be like, hey, I'm the chicken in
Mucka
Blucka.
Dude, if I ever meet Questlove, I will absolutely bring that up. What else would we have to talk about?
Oh, DJ.
Nice. DJ, that's true. He's, and I've seen him DJ a lot.
You're both drummers.
He's great. We are both drummers.
You could bring up that first.
There's
nice.
Other stuff in common, I suppose.
I'm talking to Ross Fetterman and Joe Holly of Tally Hall. So what else should we talk about? I know we need to dip into Rally Hall a little bit. Just a touch. I mean, let's face it, this radio show, Me Truly, has done my best to play music, keep fans engaged. A lot of the Tally Hall fan base all over the world has tuned in through the years to be like, you know, Tree Town Sound's pushing this, Sonic Lunch is pushing this. Really, it's just a Rally Hall thing for me to get people excited. And now we see something like The Bidding getting up to over 3 million plays, 241,000 monthly listeners, Hawaii Part 2, the Miracle Musicals, selling for hundreds of dollars. Tally Hall vinyls selling for $300. People like, if they ever came back, I'd cry and die.
They wouldn't die.
Well, you know what I mean.
And I hope they would be tears of happiness.
They would implode. Ross said to me over the weekend that guaranteed Tally Hall would reunite and do a concert if I booked Paul McCartney at the Big House.
Oh, I did say that.
Yeah, you
I did
guaranteed
say that.
It. You said Tally Hall would reunite and open for him at the
I
Big House.
I said if you pull off getting Paul McCartney to perform in Michigan Stadium, that there's almost no way we could turn down opening for
him. We need a vegetarian mentor.
But, I mean, what are the odds of that? Easy thing for me to say, right?
What do you mean by that, Joe? What do you mean you need a vegetarian?
It probably isn't vegetarian food anyway. Apparently, all the food at his concerts is vegetarian.
Oh, nice.
A famous Simpsons episode.
Right.
With him being a vegetarian.
Is he a vegetarian?
He might not even realize that he isn't.
He's left-handed, right? Isn't Paul McCartney a left-handed bass player, making him the only left-handed bass-playing vegetarian in America?
No, there have to be other left-handed vegetarian bass players.
Right,
it can't be that rare.
No, that's true. And this is Ross and Joe throwing me off at Rally Hall. And you know what? I have my radio experience. We're going to get back into it. Ross, is there any update, or Joe, is there any update on Rally Hall that we can share with the fans at this time? That sounds good. So no, none for the air, but I will speak on behalf of these two that if there wasn't people cranking out babies living all over America, the chances of Tally Hall putting out a new album would be extremely more possible if it actually made sense geographically.
Yeah, I mean that, and it's kind of like awesome to see a new generation of fans,
right?
You know,
the babies,
a little bit somewhere in between us and the babies.
It does seem like a large percentage of these new Tally Hall fans are under 18 years old.
Yeah, so actually, I looked it up. 55% of our Spotify listeners are younger than 22 years old.
I mean,
which makes them, you know, like they were under 10 when we played our last show, and you know, we get young fans at shows, but under 10 is pretty young. Like, that's younger.
Do you feel guilty
that they never got to? I feel bad that people never got to see it. I mean, people come up and say hi, and
I asked them
if they got a chance to see us ever, and they're
like, no, I was three.
Say no.
They were watching Happy Monster Band.
Maybe they were watching Happy Monster
Little Band. Einsteins.
But the TikTok thing is like a really recent bump. I mean, we were seeing things sort of turning around and doing well on Spotify before that.
But yeah.
That was only like a month ago.
And we saw that
TikTok is really bizarre.
With Abso Facto too. We've talked about on this show. Dissolve is now on commercial radio in Los Angeles because of TikTok.
It's crazy. So, and especially feel bad for my friend at Atlantic who was working with Abso Facto to push that track for years, the traditional route.
Yeah,
and then,
right.
Like, they kind of gave up and then all of a sudden TikTok. It's weird. It's like they really help make songs popular because the whole thing is about like memeing a song.
Yep.
It's like some guy in a boardroom threw out the idea of like, you know, that Harlem Shake. That was a cool thing. It was one song and everybody did their own variations on it. Like, how do we make the Harlem Shake thing into an app?
Yeah. No,
and that is TikTok. Apparently.
That is TikTok.
I think. I'm not on it.
At what point do you think labels are going to be like pretend their kids doing TikToks just to blow up artists? Because it seems like...
Oh, I'm sure people are already doing that.
Is Kesha the instigator? Who's the first person who posted something about the bidding on TikTok?
Oh, Kesha, because of the song TikTok.
She has a song called
she
TikTok.
She does. Is her song TikTok even on TikTok anywhere? I mean, it must be, right?
It's got to be on TikTok.
And that's why it's called TikTok, is because of Kesha?
So I mean, Gaga or something.
I doubt it.
Lady Gargar?
Gargar? I played Kesha last night.
Did you?
I did. I played Die Young.
How does that go?
Track. I'm not going to sing it.
Come on,
but
Ross.
I mashed it up. I mashed it up with Eminem, so it was a fun
time. Oh, nice. I know
time.
What you're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, do you want to sing it all?
I don't know.
See, that's what I'm looking for, Ross. You got to bring that. So I'm going to segue this into Miracle Musical, because Miracle Musical is an album that Joe and Ross worked on together. And who was the third partner with that?
Bora Karaja.
Bora.
Helped, yeah.
We heard moving producer. Back to Michigan, so that's good. We got another silent member of Tally Hall moving home. And Miracle Musical really struck me as something different because Tally Hall's fans are super engaged. And then Joe puts out this album, and I mean, let's face it, Joe's the mastermind of this album. Ross, will you second that?
I mean, Joe definitely came to me with the initial idea for it.
It was a Pacific Ocean, man.
Okay, good. And really big, Ross. That's the big one.
That's the big one.
That's the
right?
big one.
Yeah, okay.
Not cool. to be confused with the Atlantic.
No.
Or the and Arctic. It seems like you didn't even want people to know about it when you released it.
It was about the music. Yeah.
Yeah, but if no one hears the music, then it's...
Yeah. I didn't know what to call it. It was like special to me at the time. So I asked Boro, how do you say this in Japanese? And he has fortunately studied Japanese in school. And that's how we got the name.
Yeah, because originally it was written in Japanese.
Yeah, it's still mostly Mirakuru Mujikaru, but yeah, that's Miracle Musical.
Can you say that one more time?
Mirakuru Mujikaru.
Something I will never say on the air.
No, but there's something kind of cool about, like, you know, you'll never know how powerful music itself actually is if it's always in the context of like labels pushing it.
No, that's really true. Right? Or the artist. People listen to songs and they love the artist so much that they love a bad
song.
So
you make a new artist, a new collaboration, you just silently release it and watch what happens. And like, then you know whatever happens is the music speaking for itself.
No, that's true. And honestly, I feel like in some weird way, Miracle Musical has inspired other people to do something like this. There's a lot of concept albums right now coming out all over the world of people using different names and letting the art speak for itself.
Yeah, and being mystery artists, and you can't track them down. You have no idea who
like
they
Bunny
are.
Like Bunny Man or whatever.
And Bunny Rabbit,
Bunny
who I
Rabbit.
Love, who I also
Bunny
played
Rabbit
yesterday.
Might be more mysterious.
And I want to know who, like, I want to know who Bunny Rabbit is. Like, if you're out there, like, you know,
if you
show
if you're
yourself
out there,
and like play some live show. Well, I shouldn't
you
say
know,
that. I'm to play a live show. Here I am talking
about Bunny Rabbit.
Yeah, I said like play some live. You know, get
so
out there
Bunny
and play
Rabbit
some shows.
Came
but here
to
I am
you?
Not. No, we're not playing shows.
Would Tally Hall tour with Bunny Rabbit?
We could perform with Bunny Rabbit,
yeah,
but we don't know who
work.
He is. Can we trust him? You know, Scooby-Doo.
Would you? Right? Or she. Yeah, we don't know.
Hey,
the voice,
she,
it's
the
pretty voice modulated on a lot
That's
of that
true.
Stuff. So
somebody theorized this, the person from Dirty Projectors, for what it's worth.
I don't even know Dirty Projectors.
You don't know Dirty Projectors?
Found you, Bunny
Rabbit. Should I know Dirty Projectors?
Well, and they're not from Michigan.
Whatever.
So, you know.
It sounds like something I shouldn't put in my work computer. But if you say I should check it out, Ross, I will.
I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of theirs compared to a lot of other artists, but I know a lot of people that are. They're very good. They're very well respected.
Hmm. All right, well, let's dip into Miracle Musical from Hawaii Part 2. I'm really looking forward to Hawaii Part 1 or Hawaii Part 3 or Hawaii Part. Knowing Joe, it'll be Hawaii Part 14 next.
Hawaii Part Also.
Hawaii Part Also.
No, maybe it was that too.
Ooh. All right, we're going to dip into 2. This is the way Hawaii Part 2 starts. This is Introduction to the Snow. Which, before I even get it, Joe, did you really record this opening part freezing cold on a mic in some garage up north?
I was in Otisville, Michigan at first, and then I had this JVC Marshmallow mic, which is, you know, like a phone mic. And eventually I recorded the final in front of my parents' dog, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, and he was listening, and it probably helped with the vocals. And it was cold, although no. Yeah, it was cold.
I don't remember. Were you like shaking? Like, were you like alone? Were you
I
like
was doing my best to imagine Grayling, Michigan, vis-a-vis Hawaii or something like that. There was a very specific vision, kind of like a video game that's in a loop, like the camera keeps falling. It's like a glitch. It's hard to explain. The infinite field of snow melts into water.
And what is the name of your parents' dog again, for those keeping notes at home?
Well, it isn't Johann Sebastian Bach.
No, okay. Joe Hawley, Ross Federman at Tally Hall, live in studio. We're going to dip into Miracle Musical from Hawaii Part 2. This is Introduction to the Snow.
He has albums and stuff.
That was Joe Hawley talking over his own song, which is legal here on Treetown Sound. I kind of turned it on intentionally. We're not afraid of that. Well, I almost wish I could just have us talking in studio while the songs are playing. We did learn one interesting fact last night while hanging out with Darren Criss, was that his first ever Tally Hall show while attending the University of Michigan was also Ross Fetterman's first Tally Hall show playing with the band, which is just kind of cool in some lame... No, it's not lame. It's incredible, isn't it, Ross?
The embarrassing thing is how long it took me to realize that, because I think we only played... He said, I saw you guys at my freshman year orientation, and it was like such a big thing for me, like starting my college career. And I was... I like drove away and was just, you know, on the highway thinking like, what the heck show did I ever play at orientation? And then I came back and I asked him, was it on the steps of the art museum? And he said, yeah, it was like right in front of the art museum by the Union. And that's when I realized that was the first time I ever performed with the band. And then I had to leave because I was still in marching band, and there was like a big marching band thing that night. So the very first show I played with the band, I had to run immediately after the set, and they all had to tear down my drums for me.
That's so rock star, Ross.
And in that moment, though, I remember like, well, I joined the band with the right people.
Yeah, no, that's the truth.
You know, because like, that was like a one-time thing, but it was the very first time I played, and for them to all be cool enough to be like, yeah, we get it.
That's interesting, because I when we were backstage at the Pig, I was talking to Darren upstairs, and I told him that Wolf Peck's first show ever was his after party for Sonic Lunch in 2013, and he's like, what? He had no idea that the first time Wolf Peck ever played live was an after party for his show.
And have we confirmed that?
Yeah,
we have. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's confirmed.
Because I tell people I was at the first Wolfpack show, but...
There's been articles about it.
Okay. Well, it's worth talking over music would be an avant-garde radio show.
That would be cool. Have a radio show where you just talk over music the whole time. That wouldn't even be confusing. Joe, just when I think you couldn't be any smarter, you say something absolutely genius.
I feel like a weirdo.
Well, and it's an opportunity to try to improve your songs. If something didn't make the cut... You know, you just kind of like bring a tambourine or a shaker in the studio and add it to the mix.
I'm talking to Ross Fetterman and Joe Hawley of Tally Hall. We're pushing up to the break. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear a song that Ross personally picked to dedicate to Treeverb. Joe, do you want to talk over your own song?
You said, is it rain at the end? I said, no, there's a little bit of guitar. And then you said you put the guitar on the air, and then we were all flummoxed.
Sounds like yesterday. Rain with a little guitar.
Rain with some guitar.
That was a little shout-out that Raj just gave to Treeverb, the music festival that we were a part of that was rained out on Saturday.
Only partially rained out.
So we have 2 minutes, Ross.
Yeah.
2 minutes, Joe. What do we want to talk about for the Tally Hall fans listening? What is there? Let's give them some closure until the next time we talk on the air.
We are attempting a third album ad nauseum.
Ross, will you confirm that?
Well, I don't know if I'd say ad nauseum.
Okay.
Ad infinitum. But the infinitum implies that we're not going to record a third album.
We haven't ruled out recording a third record.
Do you think there's a better chance of recording a third album or not recording a third album?
Oh, that's a tough call.
What do you think, Joe?
I'd like to listen to some more revelers and comedian harmonists before going for it, maybe. I need some more healing harmonic resonances before singing Barbershop with drums.
Yesterday morning, do you think Treverb was going to A, be rained out, or not be rained out? Which one was more likely?
My gut was saying that we were going to get wet.
Okay.
What, is it going to be rained out? I'm not sure.
Okay. With I mean, to be fair, we got mostly wet before any of it, right?
My gut with Tally Hall's third album, I think you will. I will put my money on it just because the music is growing. I mean, dude, Theo Katzman, Joe Hurley, all these bands aren't even close to you on Spotify. And they're killing. Well, like,
I don't need to knock other artists. Come on.
No, I'm just saying they're incredible musicians. But, dude, having 150,000 monthly listeners is incredible. You have 250,000. That's 1/40 of Canada.
It's crazy.
No, don't you care about Canadians?
It's awesome. I mean, it really is.
It's incredible.
It's crazy. I mean, it's nice to know what we did so many years ago is like having an impact on people's lives.
Maple leaf is a relaxing symbol.
It is.
Yeah. In fact, we still get emails from people telling us like the way that our music has impacted their lives. And it's like really fulfilling and pretty touching to know that. Honestly.
You told me about one of those recently. Yeah. How touched you were and you wrote back. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. And that like people say your music has helped me see something in life that I didn't see before.
Music,
and that's cool because it's a biologist.
Oh, we're gone.
Oh, we're gone. Was I totally cut off?
Yeah, we are.
Oh my
Under
God.
The radar radio.